Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Talk radio show.
Panda. I got broads in Atlanta, switched to the V in the family, credit cards in the scammers, hitting the licks in the van, legacy, family, waiting to look like a panda, going out like a Montana, honey, on the helmet, legacy, family, waiting to see, family, package full, Danny, selling ball, candy, man on the macho like Randy, the chopper go out to for granted, pull up your family, I got broads in Atlanta, switched to the D in the family, credit cards in the scammers, hitting the list in the van. Legacy, family, way see, look like a panda, going out like a Montana, honey, this on the hammer. Legacy, family, way see, family, package for Danny, selling ball, candy, man had the macho like Randy, the chopper go out to for granted, pull up your family, poker killers on the stand.
Hey!
Panda. I get broads in Atlanta, twisted up lean and sip a fan. Credit cards in the scam, wake up beside me, let it sign. Over to let they be asking rent, I know we clap. I be pulling myself in the fan. I got plenty of stuff with Bugatti, but look how I tried. Legacy, family, why is he killing no comma? Pop a perk, I got sign a gorilla, they come and kill you with bananas. From killers, I feel it, pull up in the final. No, they come and kill you on the comma. Rolly is dancing bigger than the pound. Go out to the Grammy, but pull of your pound. Pull up, I'ma flip it. I got pull up and they get it. I got just count for digits. Say you make you a lot of new money. No, pull up in the inner, baby. CCDD, pull up in the baby. Pull up, feel it, pull up, gon' feel it, baby. Up in the baby, gon' drill it, baby. We gon' kill it, but get it. I got broads, yeah, I get it. I got cards, yeah, it's how I live. Did it all for a ticket. I play the bonds when he spinning. The Bobby be spinning. Chop the dawn, doing business. In the way, she doing the feeling. I be getting to the chicken, count to the chicken, and all of my niggas are spitting. Panda. I got broads in Atlanta, switched to the V in the family, credit cards in the scammers, hitting the licks in the bandas, legacy, family, waiting to see, look like a panda, going out like a Montana, honey, on the helmet, legacy, family, waiting to see, panda, package for Danny, selling ball, candy, man on the macho like Randy, the chopper go out to for Grammy, pull up your bandit, okay. Understand me. I got broads in Atlanta, switched to the D in the family, credit cards in the scammers, hitting the licks in the van. Legacy, family, why is it look like a panda, growing up like a Montana, money on the hand. Legacy, family, why is it panda, package for Danny, selling ball, candy, man had the macho like Randy, the chopper go out to for Grammy, then pull up your panda, hope the killers understand me.
What up, good evening, America? 605 out there on the West, 905 New York City, coming to you live out of the A. Fresh back out of Miami for an epic weekend. No sleep, South Beach. Hey, I mean, just shouts out to that whole No Sleep Promoters United crew. A lot of them dudes from up and down the East Coast. Philly reps strong. Miami was real tough. Hey, but is your Money Matters Monday. Listen, it's important that you understand the power of not just the dollar, but your dollar, your dollar. It's Your Money Matters Monday. We'll talk about a slew of rappers out of Houston who's putting their money where their mouth is. And you should do the same. Again, Your Money Matters Monday. What we want to stress is how you should really focus on reducing taxes, reducing expenses. That means not spending as much, reducing debt, so you can ultimately take all of that money that you would once put into those things and create a new revenue stream. With that new revenue stream, because you're spending less tax money, so you redirect that those savings. Less expenses, you redirect the savings. Less debt, you redirect the savings. And ultimately, you invest. You invest in what's going to get you more. But what we want to focus on is where those dollars are being housed right now. Bank of America, Wells Fargo, they aren't doing anything for you or your community. So we want to put those dollars where they're going to be best utilized. We'll talk about that more. But first, all the way live from Innovative Plant City, give it up. Hot chocolate. Yo, epic. Epic weekend. Epic weekend.
I can't even figure out a different word than epic. Like, I'm trying to dig into
your
my mental thesaurus. It is. Please, TM Hyman Radio Land, please bear with me because I know I sound like a chipmunk who hasn't had any sleep in 48 hours.
Who's been smoking for 45 years.
Exactly.
Yes.
You really sound like
Newport for 45 years.
I sound like
Uncle
Mark
Stanley's wife.
Sisters.
I sound like Uncle Stanley's wife over there.
Yes, but definitely shout out to the whole No Sleep South Beach team, Sleepy Green, Curtis Ellington, Kenny Best Friend, Johnson, Brondu, Do Entertainment, and the whole cast. Like, there's way too many to name, but yes, you all showed us a wonderful time. Y'all
no
owe
doubt.
Me nothing.
No.
How about that? I owe y'all something.
Hey, live broadcast Friday night. If you didn't get a chance to check it out, we were live from South Beach. Go back. The podcast is there. All the way live from the DMV. Give it up. That dude, Save James, was in South Beach chilling. Hey, listen, Save his – he has to be – his head must be like 2 inches bigger because they made him take his shirt off in public, and
oh,
he was loving
oh
it.
Boy. Oh, I
no
got
shirt
a story
South
to
Beach,
tell
Beach.
When we come back from
no,
the break. Oh,
no
my gosh.
And tell it right. Don't be trying to throw no extra sauce on it. Tell it right.
Oh, I'm going to tell it right. Mm-hmm.
You know you can get kind of loose with it.
Well, I'm going to tell it right
hey
now. Mm-hmm.
All right.
No hate.
Nah, it was,
no hate. We had
it was a good.
No shade. No shade.
Yo, yesterday.
It was a good look.
Yesterday was the pool party was on like swole times three. I'm surprised that we were able to stay there so long without it getting
yes
shut down. Folks, I'm
and
talking
then,
like, you know, folks took over this hotel and the pool party
did
was just, it was bonkers. It
celebrities,
was bonkers.
Athletes, we, on our walk out, Meek Mill and Dion Waiters of the Oklahoma City Thunder
were
actually walking
in.
So that was
coming in.
It was crazy. Crazy.
Absolutely. I mean, No Sleep Southeast. Listen, we're getting ready for No Sleep Bahamas. It's coming up in January. We'll tell you about that and more. We're talking about your
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Talk radio show.
Yup. You already.
Oh, you know.
Back.
Oh,
you know.
Oh, scripture so effortless. Heaven to rhetoric, but spit game, my love assist. Face me detriment, can't make it evident that since I'm a pessimist, upper hand you will never get. Cause I'm prepared for the worst, thus this better shit I bring to the table. Able, willing, and ready, spit. Busting my freedom of speech without impediments. Silent qualities and keep them most definite. Try and count my temperament before returning nigga shit. Imperial ignorance, mental to guard to end it quick. Commonwealth, we in this bitch. Pay dues, membership, and you don't got no membership. Real recognize the fake dog, for real. You really looking familiar, bitch. Pain I reflect, resembling torn ligament. This life works, for real. Yo, I ain't chilling it. I'm just letting niggas know the time and how real it is. Man. Mental to guards, illegal weapons with a full clipping, aiming for perfection. Suggest you get the dipping, matter of fact, protect your neck like the food type is fresh. But niggas don't really listen till somebody come a missing. Cause you too busy flossing in them guns. Get this talking and you better for a coffin. Cause talking to get you lifted, trust me, it happens often. Niggas slapping their jaws to get dropped from short distance. Cops on the scene trying to fingerprint the victim. Picking niggas out from the crowd like stand against the wall because you fit the description. 6 feet tall, black and rocking some Jordan number sixes. Imperative to religion, plus a white tee you fitted. That's why I rock cargoes and Air Max that's vicious. I stand out, you were getting where you fitted, nigga. Looking for a handout, to me that's ridiculous, man.
I'm High on the Radio, your girl Hot Chocolate, the General, and Save James. That was Mental. It was going to be featured in our video blog and have an interview coming up here in the upcoming days. 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in on Your Money Matters Monday. The General has some very, very important information for this time in our lives where we have to make a change in what we're doing and how we are supporting each other and making our money work and grow for us. So again, 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in. If you have any questions, make sure you press 1 so the engineer knows that you're on to interact with us, not just listen. So, General, what you got for us?
Hey, it's 913 where I am here in Atlanta. Hey, we want to be your personal finance success radio station, right? I mean, and so we're talking about ways and things that we can do to not only strengthen our pocketbooks, but to strengthen our communities. And so in a short while, we'll talk to you about some Houston rappers who came together to donate, excuse me, not donate, but to move their funds from traditional banking to the only black bank in Houston. We'll talk about that more. But a few weeks ago, we talked about personal finances really as a way to kind of turn the tide of what's happening politically. We talked about how, you know, we don't want to destroy our communities. You know, we don't want to have to, you know, rebuild unnecessarily. And protesting, I think, is a good way to get people's attention. But at the end of the day, what we've got to do is do things different with our money. And I mean, and this word is kind of crazy in 2016, but we have to boycott traditional avenues when it comes to consumption. What do I mean? Boycott traditional avenues when it comes to consumption. Stop putting your money in places where it's not going to grow anything for you or anything in your community. Why put your money in Bank of America, Wells Fargo, because that's where my money is right now, and a few other places, and we allow them to make more money off of our money than we actually get from a traditional savings account. Makes no sense at all. Why not put your money somewhere? The interest rate is going to grow, or there's going to be something done for your community. At least you can go to the bank, and they'll give your church a donation if you need it, right? That's not going to happen at a traditional, you know, bank. At least you can go to a bank where they'll write your football league that you coach for a little donation, right, because they're right there in the community, versus having to go beg, you know, from the president of Bank of America, who's going to send you away, right? Because they don't take the things in our community seriously. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reality. Every 100 persons born in America, by the time they're 65, by their 65th birthday, by the time it rolls around, this is real in America, out of every 100, 36 are dead, 54 are financially dependent on a family member or on welfare, 5 are still working, Only four out of 100 are financially successful, and only one is wealthy. That's the 1% they talk about. Let me run it back to you. Out of every 100 people born in America, by the time they reach 65, 36 are dead, 54 are financially dependent on a family member on welfare, can't take care of themselves, right? 5 are still working, 4 are financially successful, and only 1 is wealthy. Why? Because knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. And you don't know what you don't know. And what we want to help you to understand is your money matters, not just on Monday, but on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Sunday back to Monday. Your money matters. Listen, we got to stop talking about it, and at some point we got to be about it. These folks out in Houston, they're about it. Listen, Houston rappers unite to open up accounts at Black United Unity National Bank in Houston. They came together on their own to do it. It's the only black bank in the state of Texas. How powerful is that? Hip-hop artists in Houston flexed their financial muscles last Tuesday, July 18th, as they opened accounts at the only black bank again in the whole state. You know, so this included Slim Thug, Paul Wall, Willie D, Trey the Truth, I believe CW 39 out there, that's the television station, reported that the musicians all met to discuss at a recent gun violence event. And they created an atmosphere that, you know, ultimately galvanized like 8,000 people. Now, it actually spilled over because after the move, they were praised by rappers like T.I., Killer Mike, you know, all right here in Atlanta, who also, guess what? We have a black bank here in Atlanta, Atlanta Citizens Trust. 8,000 new accounts were just opened in the month of July here in Atlanta at this black bank. 8,000 new accounts. Listen, folks, we can't just keep talking about it. The day is over for picketing. We got to put our money where our mouth is. We are the reason many businesses are still in business. We are the reason, black people, because we spend so much money. Do you realize that the face of television has changed over the years? You see more black people in commercials now than ever before. Why is that?
Black people and hip-hop as a whole.
They can't live without hip-hop.
Why is that? Why are we now the superstars of commercials?
Because we're pretty much the top consumer.
Because we are the top consumer. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We want to hear from you. Again, protesting only gets people's attention. You have to boycott the status quo. You have to be able to go without trying to look like somebody that you're not when it comes to brands, right? I mean, because listen, ladies. If you really look around, who has the red bottoms on? Who's wearing the red bottoms?
ladies and gentlemen, red bottoms and them $400 belts and them $400 T-shirts that y'all be wearing and the Yeezys that cost $1,100.
Not,
not me.
I ain't with it.
But I think this conversation
I have my vices,
so,
but I ain't with it.
Right. I think this conversation is so dope because our parents' generation and, you know, great aunts and great uncles, they didn't really share financial information, you know, and for us to want to come together and be willing to stand for a financial cause that will, not could, will put us in a much better financial situation in the long run, along with our families, is dope. It's dope, and it's about time.
Well, listen, there are 21 black-owned banks in this country, and the reality is this. You know, these banks, you know, all have majority, 51% African-American ownership. And if you want more information, you know, just pull out your pen and your pad because we're going to give you all 21, not only so that you can find the closest one to you, but we need you to share the information and tell other people where they can find a black-owned bank close to them, starting right now.
Right.
Alamerica Bank, located in Birmingham, Alabama. It was founded in 2000. It is FDIC, so that's the only thing you need to know, meaning that if anything happens to your money, it's insured by the government. It looks like they have about $35 million in the bank. And so, you know, you adding your little $20 ain't going to hurt. Broadway Federal Bank, FSB. It's in Los Angeles, California. It was established back in 1947. It, again, is FDIC. Looks like they have about $385 million in assets. So you can feel secure out there in San Diego or anywhere near San Diego or San Francisco, which is where the bank is out of. Capital City Bank and Trust Company, Atlanta, Georgia. Looks like they have about $297 million in the bank. Also, FDIC, formed back in 1994. We're talking about your money because it matters. We'll talk about that and more. We'll be
catch you out in traffic, it's you and I. Go 41 in a suit and tie. No. It's do or die, seen it now. If I lose it all, like who will ride? But then I'm so up, if I trip, it's like suicide. When the internet told me I'm crucified, there was in them streets like it can be a super life. I was on a block when you was a sneakerhead. Again, this is check up in that box, ain't no shoe inside. Again, ain't no Nike, ain't no Yeezy, no Joy 5.
No way.
I came back like a mic went 45. Ever seen 50 grand when it's all in five?
No!
With the shoe, like the Warriors starting five. Swish! Only rapper went gold without a verse from Ho. Still got the rock with me cooking up at the stove. In the world, we all platinum, no, I busted a joke. Made back in the hood so them suckers can know. I'm in the six man, Dion Waiters. And I'm on my level now, also Beyond Haters. About to go and grab the Ben truck, see y'all later. When I came through the block, you should've seen y'all faces. This is Florida, new world order. I be going hard, Westbrook, fourth quarter. This is hip hop, you ain't right, it don't record it. I don't know how they getting down across the border. I give them the dirty flow, Michigan and water. Sent them 10,000 cases, I put in my order. Call that popping bottles where my people can't afford it. Mixing Deuce with lemonade when I'm in Georgia. Views from the project, taking down the prospect. Talking loud, sound shooting out with metal objects. And that chick standing right beside you, I didn't pop that. Made me be the fan, I'm feeling like a Martez. Woo! Gold mic from the billboard, about to plug it up. Tell Cruz, put it in the booth so I can fuck it up. Got the hood super lit, jumping like it's double dutch. From the bottom like an uppercut. Now I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. You can all the way up. Switch sides, man, you stuck.
Stay over there, my
chick. Them niggas up.
They don't want to see you on top. I just want to see the streets up. They don't want to see you up. That's it. They gon' take shots when you all the way up. I guess they gotta aim up at you. But don't you let these nobodies get their name up on you. Keep the circle tight, never let them lame up the crew. If she for everybody, don't you let her claim up on you. Now listen, you gave up on me, I came up on you. Took my talent somewhere else, LeBron James up on you. I was Kyrie with the rock, the crack game number two. Now I'm older, still ballin' like my name Uncle Drew. They tell you, stay the same, but they change up on you. Dig in, change up the crew like change up they boo. I just played the card they dealt me till a change up was due. Guess I had to switch the dealer or just change up the shoe. Now blackjack, ace of spade and a shot of jack. I met a bad actress, she ain't know how to act. I took her but I brought her back, don't want her back, I bought her back. It's Matt like Hasselback, I call my car the quarterback. If I threw it at her, would you doubt she could catch? She hang like a chain, so she bout to get snatched. I ain't bout throwing subs, I'm about getting scratched. But if the shoe fits, looking by an outfit to match. And you know my boys hold it, we be out with the rats. I heard your boys told it, you be out with the rats. Keep that on the shh. Nothing less, nothing more. I know the bad boys in Brooklyn, they ain't with the puffy tour. What's up with your warriors? They ain't looking tough no more. Should get out your feelings, bro, and get in your duffel, boy. Level up, level up, it's all about that level up. Hold that custom bezel up and light this bitch all the way up. All the way up. All the way up. And every time you see me, nigga, all the way up.
Days where I figure why not. Me call me and Fab, Joe call Jigger. I got you jumped in the six, 550 wasn't big enough. Reason to die, they don't know how to live enough. They can tread water, but they can't swim enough. Nah, I'm built for the physical outing. Besides that, filthy like municipal housing. And all I know is 500 get you 1,000. I be in all the hood spots you ain't allowed in. Ops in the building, automatically alert that. Hand on the wrist, so the chrome don't jerk back. Pull it out, you already know you gotta squirt that. I'm all the way up, I'm where the phones don't work. No, yet. You gon' need a key from the lobby to slide up.
That's right.
You don't know the key to a body is mine up. Born with it, then you ain't gotta get signed up.
Nah.
Gotta go when you gotta go, your time's up.
Gone.
Extendos, no need in keeping the nines tucked. I'm kicking you off the ladder for trying to climb up.
Yep.
I'm overlooking the city.
Yep.
I'm all the way up, I'm like overlooking the Biggie. It's 50 in the bank, who rolling? Shoot the 50.
Shoot.
If I ace, then these nerds think they hit me, but I'm
all the way up.
All the way up.
9:27 p.m. TM Hyman Radio Live. Your boy Save James. Still tuning to the Social Lab. Still here with Hot Chocolate, TM Hyman. You are rocking with the best. We do this from east to west. All right, I'm sorry. But yo, check it. We are in the mix of a grand awakening. And the uprising, I believe, may be on the horizon. And with the way things are shaping up politically in the political realm, the way the arrows are pointing, unfortunately, this may be our best bet. You know what I mean? So we have to be able to come together and make sure that we're getting this thing done the right way, because if we don't, you know what I'm saying? We writing a check our ass can't cash right now.
Basically. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? To make it, you know, stick. That's really what the deal is. But we're gonna continue with the list in a minute. I wanna just kinda bring a point to where in the midst of all of this nonsense, I kinda was, you know, I really started looking into all black owned everything. To kind of see where, you know, things are, where the resources are. Only because, like, you know, I posted something, I would say, maybe about 3 weeks ago or whatever. It was a clip from Hidden Colors. And the dude was talking about how if you don't have any money, you don't have any voice. And he wasn't talking about, like, you know, flashing cash money. You know, he was talking about, like, the levels of economics in the society on how certain control is taken. It starts at the ground with the businesses that put money into the community, like Terrence was saying. And then from there, they are able to persuade politicians because they're able to get into the economics. Then they get into the, you know, the judges' pockets and so on and so forth all the way up to the point to where that's how they get ultimate control of a certain area.
Serious. It's real.
You
That's
know what
real.
I mean, he brought it up from the ground floor up to, I think, like four floors. I can't remember verbatim what it is, so I don't want to misquote him. But when you look at it from the grand scheme of things, that's exactly how the influence is put in place for wherever you are. whoever's in control of it's the American way. Whoever's in control of the politics and of the courtroom, that's what that's which way the pendulum is going to swing, and that's just a obvious reality that we're seeing blatantly
and
egregiously at this point.
You say
no,
the courtroom.
Then courtroom.
Let's be real specific, folks. It's the law. Money influences law at the end
Absolutely.
Of the day, and the law from the beginning was not established to benefit a particular culture. I'm not going to say is my culture.
We're not
going to
say what you want,
but I'm just going to say that is just not. It wasn't established to benefit a culture. Unfortunately, it just happens to be my culture.
Right.
America, at the end of the day, is the wealthiest country in the world. Statistics show America accounts for about 25% of the world's wealth, and is home to about 536 millionaires and nearly 7 million millionaires. It's all about money in America, folks. However, about 80% of Americans feel like they're falling behind when it comes to being able to keep up financially. I wonder why. It's because there's a small percent that runs it in America. But knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. To Sabe's point, how do you generate more money so that you can invest to become more influential? Ultimately, you have to take stock in your own personal financial success. It's never too late. You got to start somewhere. I don't care if you have $1 million in your bank account right now, if you got $1,000, if you got $100, or you only have $10. This applies to everyone, and it can help everybody's account from $10 to $1 million. Listen, it starts with this. This is what the IRS actually, this is what they know. The IRS knows that I'm not even going to say most. 80% of all employees have too much money taken out of their checks on a weekly or biweekly basis. 80% of employees have too much money withheld from their paychecks. When too much money is withheld, the employee is unable to use that money. What am I talking about? Listen, they, being the IRS, say and know that most people fill their taxes out, their W-2s out incorrectly. There are people to help you, and actually we can help you, and we're going to help you over the next few weeks. But this is the deal. You have to minimize your taxes. You got to get all of the money that you're supposed to get back. You got to get it up front. Stop waiting to the end of the year being excited about a tax refund. That's really not a refund. It's your money.
It's your money.
Too much of your money that was taken from you during the year, given back to you. Why wait to the end of the year? Why not get that money back up front, reinvest it, so you can pay some bills down and then have extra cash? We're talking about maximizing tax strategy. Hey, that next deal, Sabe said, he talked about being in business. You can take some of that money, because the best way to leverage taxes is by being a business owner. By being a business owner, automatically there's about 100-plus tax breaks that apply to you on an annual basis. Why? Because you are a business owner. That's called business income strategy. What's the strategy? Reduce my taxes so I can make more money. There are ways that you can generate $20,000 and not pay a dime on $20,000 by putting it in investments. Knowledge is power. So this is the deal. You got to stop hanging around them turkeys that you're hanging with, because it's the blind leading the blind. You need to be around people who are much smarter than you, who know more than you, and it's okay for you not to know it all. It's okay, not
when you know better.
If you can't teach me, you do better. You do better.
Yeah.
I'm to the point where, listen, I'm frustrated by people who can't help me, who can't share information with me to help me do better. If you sharing the same stuff I know and just repeating
we,
the same,
we ain't going nowhere.
How are we growing, people?
We ain't going nowhere.
We're trying to help you help yourself, and in turn, we feel like you're going to help us. Hey, that's teamwork. It makes the DreamWorks. A is 934-917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. A, we talked about 21 black banks in America. I'm sure there's one near you. We talked about the last one being in Atlanta, Georgia. That was Capital City Bank and Trust. They got about 294 million, almost 300 million in the bank, established back in 94. There's also Carver State Bank in Savannah, Georgia, established back in 1927. FDIC as well, 41 million. Atlanta has a lot of black banks, and I'm not surprised, being that the South was really where it was happening back in the day. Citizens Trust Bank, Atlanta, Georgia, established back in 1921, FDIC, about $392 million in assets. Let's go up north to Newark, New Jersey, where City NB of New Jersey was established back in 73. FDIC out of New York, they have about $340 million in the bank. The location, again, is Newark, New Jersey. That's City NB of New Jersey. Commonwealth National Bank, Mobile, Alabama, established back in my birth year, 1976. FDIC out of the ATL, assets $63 million. Again, shout out to Paul Wall, Slim Thug, and those dudes out in Houston who opened up accounts recently at United National Bank, the only black bank in the state of Texas. Hey, so this is a challenge. I challenge the team right here, right now on this show. I actually know of a bank in Norfolk, Virginia. I want to say it's First National Bank. I'm going to go down this list and see how they up here. But I could have the name wrong. It's on Main Street in the Berkeley area of Norfolk. Next time I'm in Norfolk, I'm pledging to go open up a bank account at that bank. But I'm definitely going right here in the city of Atlanta and open up a bank within the next a bank account in the next 2 weeks and move some funds there. That's my commitment. I want to not just talk about it. I want to be about it. I want to challenge the two of you to at least open up an account at a black bank near you.
In the challenge next 30 accepted. Days. Challenge accepted.
No,
I will
yeah,
be moving.
That's... Go ahead.
I was just going to say I'll be removing and relocating to the Atlanta area within the next month, and I will be doing the same.
Now, personally, I already had planned on doing that. So,
word. 8,000 new accounts at Atlanta Citizens Trust, which is, I mean, just shout to T.I. and Killer Mike, who played a major role in that push for other artists and citizens in Atlanta to jump on the bandwagon, not just to talk about it, but to be about it. Listen, it's not just about bank accounts. It's about our money, period. We got to do better. We got to stop spending so much money on unnecessary stuff. We spend a lot of money on clothes. I mean, like, trying to just shine. And we got to reinvest. We got to start trying to own stuff, folks. We got to come together. And we got to build stuff. I mean, we attend a lot of parties. Why don't we start trying to build our own facilities? Listen, we don't have to keep renting and feeling like we are, you know, we're in places that we really don't, we're not welcomed, you know, but they welcome us because they're going to make a whole lot of money. Hey, listen, when you know better, you do better. Isn't that what they say? That's what
That's
they
right.
say. That's what they say. Hey, your money matters.
I make it true.
Hey.
On track.
Red homie, thugger. Red homie, thugger.
Bridge gang.
About to thug, baby.
Got like 20.
Ah.
I'm blessed.
Red homie.
I done
did a lot.
Did a lot.
Just live this here lifestyle. From the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
This life like a beginning, this is only the beginning. I'm on the top of the mountain, puffing on clouds, clouds still beginning. Me and five on a Visa card, 100 bands, still a lot of stuff. I play a bourbon quite white like I'm feeding sharks. I won't do nothing with the bitch, can't even get my heart. I'm wrong with the bitch, even She got a month. I got sisters and brothers to feed. I ain't going out like no idiot. I'm a OG.
Did a lot, did a lot. Just live this here lifestyle. Came straight from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
This life like a beginning. This is only the beginning. I'm on the top of the mountain puffing on clouds. Still beginning. Still trimming from the other side. I'm a ride for my convoy. I'm a tie for my convoy. I ain't gonna never listen to my money.
No way, no way.
Couldn't see me if they had a genie. Woo. I'm living my life like Beanie. I repeat my brother Beanie. I stepped right to the ceiling. Now these can't beat me. I just might wake up when Chanel and these can't see me. Woo. I'm in a whole nother league.
I ain't got A, but I swear to God I'ma bleed.
Till I D.I.E. 28 throws up, I feel like I can F-L-Y-E-E. Top, top of these. God told me they can never stop me, so they ain't gon' stop me.
I'm in that comment with baby mommy, get sloppy, toppy.
I'm bleeding red like a devil, I see these pity plotty. They wanna know how I got heels and I didn't finish tally.
I done did a lot, did a lot. Just live this here lifestyle. Came straight from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
This life like a beginning, this is only beginning.
My mama, them long nights, I swear to God, I do it for the coma. I'm willing to be beating my shit in the jungle. Hey. Hey. Money, home, money, I got commas and I ain't bad. Shining through my day, I been grinding with no shit. Talking about taking something from me like no weed. Talk about that, my brother, brother. You don't want no trouble, trouble. You can't get these fists, knuckle, knuckle. Buckle up like a seatbelt or I shoot ya. Punching on the gas, too fast, and I lose ya. Give me a bed, and I do, huh? I wanna Medusa, I swear, don't cut it strong, I'm blowing super. Hey, grinding for a new day. I'm skating like that new blue blue face. Hey, I'm on the top, just like two bass. Wait, I'm in my mouth, just like two bass.
Did a lot, did a lot. Just live this here life.
Beans over, yeah.
Hey, 934 coming to you live out of Atlanta. We've been talking about your money matters tonight. It's Monday, July 25th. Hey, off of an epic weekend, shout out to that No Sleep United crew. Man, Sleep Green and Curtis and that whole Philly connection. Just massive fun times this weekend. It started Friday night. At a pool party at the Cleveland in Miami. Saturday, we had a rocking good time, literally. The damn boat was rocking, like, back and forth before we even pulled off. I was like, are we going to make it? But listen, it started off and it ended pretty dope.
What man, a bang.
Epic pool party yesterday, like, on Swole. It was like a blend between a movie and the most ratchet party you ever wanted to go to in your life, mixed up together. It was like Hollywood meets Brooklyn in the middle of Chicago.
Why I gotta be Brooklyn?
Yeah, it was Hollywood meets Chicago. Brooklyn in the middle of Chicago. It was pretty epic.
Wow, in the middle of Chicago.
No sleep.
It is. I'm trying to see if I can come up with anything else that would describe
what's your
it grade, accurately.
Is it because I overheard y'all conversation at the table where Shorty was kind of giving it an F, and you was trying to vote,
trying
to bring the defibrillator back out. What's your grade, though, Warren?
Her F is solely based on the fact that it was very, very hot on the yacht. One bit of feedback that I would give,
like you whispered that. It sounded like you whispered that a little bit. Can you say that a little louder?
It was very, 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 very hot and uncomfortable on the yacht. And one bit of feedback, it was hellish hot. It was Amistad on the third level from the bottom deck hot.
Yeah.
The only bit of feedback that I would give, because I've been on the yacht party 2 years in a row, would be to, A, go back to the yacht that we had last year because it was bigger and the ventilation was way better, and B, there were some complaints, some from our friends, that the quote-unquote premium spirits didn't live up to what their expectations were set as far as the advertising goes.
So basically you're saying you need a bigger and stronger. Is that what you need?
Yes, bigger, stronger, and cooler. Yes, and cooler, not hotter.
And more, breathing. Bigger, stronger, and more breathing.
I think that is a woman's perspective, though, because for me, it's like this. Hell yeah, it was hot, right? It did feel like the Amistad. But I think for people who are trying to look good and stay swaggy and party at the same time, something got to go. You can't party and still look good on a boat. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it was hot, but I just went upstairs on the deck where it was open, and I wasn't so hot. But for ladies, they're not trying to, move around and stand up the whole time. It was like 5 hours on the water. But if you sat down, you was hot.
And think about preparation, ladies. You know, we got our cute, between 4 and 6 inch heels on that may not be designed for standing or, doing a whole lot of dancing, especially for 5 hours when you're trapped on the boat.
Ladies want to look good and, at the same time.
And
can
I say something to that point, though? I didn't go on the yacht this year, okay? But to that point that you were saying that ladies want to look good, this whole, past couple places I've been out to, and this was like more validation, I need me a good 90s party where you ain't care if you dance and sweat. Let's freaking dance, man.
I mean,
we did.
Don't get it twisted.
Somebody else. With another race. With another gender. Let's dance.
We did.
That is such a non-factor.
Hey,
I'm not saying this weekend. I'm talking about general.
Let me say this, Save. Hey, Save. Gina said we did. Hey, listen, at one point when Gina really started to groove, guess what?
Oh, it was 90s music.
No, it was
She had a wardrobe malfunction. She had a wardrobe malfunction.
City popped out.
Hey, almost. Hey, and had my boo popped out, I still would have been more dressed than some of them chicks on the boat. So hey, all I'm saying is
this is true.
I'm a quick save. I'm a quick save. My reflexes are like a cat.
This is true. Hey, but I mean, I'll say this. I think when I rated it, bro, when you talk about ratings, but I think it was for me a different reason. I want to just make sure that we put it in context. The whole rating was based on the fact that the event had grown. The event had doubled in size. And we were talking about quality versus quantity. Because in business, I think it's always a struggle with business owners, whether they're focused on quality or quantity. Most are focused on quantity because it's about generating as much revenue. But the grade really came down to the quality of it all. Because even though it had doubled in size, it has an expectation. It has an expectation of quality. And it seemed as if the quality had been compromised for quantity. And Gina, did I just put that in perspective? Because I wanted to make sure everybody understood. Dope weekend, hands down. But, you got people who've been doing it for a few years. So the quality piece was more important than, it being like double the people there.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. And that's a good take, because I know that can happen, like you said, in the cycle of business. When they get excited by the numbers versus, well,
well, you know, whatever. They're going to go to it anyway. So no matter who we put out there, or no matter what we do with it.
Hey, listen. It's
going to go to
it
anyway.
Asset accumulation, folks. Asset accumulation. And this weekend, No Sleep
accumulated
a few assets. Hey,
what?
Talk about that, it's how you
might
can do
be
it.
A comma.
All I talk about is money. That's all I know, you heard me?
You made that music.
I got a bad dip in my Chevy. Selling Miley Cyrus in my brand new Monte Carlo. I got that Justin Bieber, please believe it. A $250,000 hanging on my collar. A $500,000 in my duffel bag. Now I'm riding in my Cadillac. Hammers in them bows. I'm riding clean in them.
Okay, I woke up this morning. Trying to get this
money.
Y'all niggas was joning. And I done made about 20. I got young boys in that corner. I call what you got for me. Say, I done moved the whole day. Couple rocks, all I got on me. I say, yeah, it's go. He say, yeah, we out. I said, I'll be on my way. Break a brick down all zones. And I got work. I got work. And I got pills. And I got perks. And I got goons that's on my team. And they gon' kill like I got murk. If I say so, and I say go. And they go ham, and I lay. I drop that work up in that toaster. I let go of my ego, and it's for sale. 28 grams on my scale. Come and get it on.
I got a bad bitch in my Chevy. Selling Miley Cyrus in my brand new Monte Carlo. I got that Justin Bieber, please believe it. A $250,000 hanging on my collar. A $500,000 in my duffel bag. Now I'm riding in my Cadillac. Hammers in them fucking bows. I'm riding clean in them. Hold on, wait a minute. You got the realest and the richest in the building. Feel me? Won't knock you off. Take away another the ball. Art of war, common law. Straight killer, that's mama fault. Boy, my DNA. Straight chips, Frito-Lay. A clip, A Jose. Heck, some out me go straight. Don't want no beef. I may crack your taco. I'm screaming, rest in peace, Griselda Blanco. Whoa. I got that Justin Bieber, please believe it. Ah, I ain't.
Shout out to Meek Mill. He performed last night at Live in South Beach, Miami. Hey, I'm sure he rocked that joint last night. Hey, we got a few minutes left in the show. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Your money matters. Hey, the last thing we're going to talk about tonight is asset accumulation. Again, you know, just shouts out to the crew because they definitely know how to get money. They got a cruise coming up in January to the Bahamas, a No Sleep Bahamas cruise. You'll be hearing about that and more. But this is the deal. You know, all of us have ideas. Ideas are at the foundation of businesses. But, I mean, this thing is way bigger than an idea. You just can't come up with an idea, you know, put up a website and think that you're going to make money. There's a lot of strategy. There's a lot of teamwork. There's a lot of effort that goes into growing businesses that make money. And not one of us can do anything by ourselves. So that's the first thing. It takes a team. But let me pause and talk about some real practical things. Ways to make money. You need asset accumulating, income producing assets. You feel me? I'm talking about things like stocks, bonds, real estate, 401ks, annuities, things that provide passive income, what we call passive income. What is that? Passive income provides financial stability, financial freedom, and virtually retirement. You know, so if you have a job, if you have a 401k or a pension, that is a passive, you know, income, because at the end of the day, you're going to retire and still get money. And you're not going to have to do any work. Passive income provides financial stability. You know, the dot-com age back in the 90s created a lot of passive income. A lot of the 7 million millionaires that live in the country today, they became millionaires off of dot-com. It's not making money like that anymore. You got to be real strategic in what you're selling. Everybody needs to turn, you know, their idea into some kind of cash flow and labor-stable, income-producing type of asset. And we're going to have people on the show over the next few weeks who are going to talk about not only making money, but they're going to share some of their strategies because they're doing it. Sleep Green Curtis Edelton will be here, if not this week, definitely next week, to talk about No Sleep, No Sleep Bahamas, and really what it took to get them to this point. I mean, they had over 1,000 participants this year. 1,000 participants, you know. They've surprised themselves at how this has grown. And I can tell you it's only going to get bigger. There are other people out there who have generated these type of asset-producing events. You can do the same thing. But this is the deal. We got to stop trying to take advantage of one another. We got to stop trying to get over. Because this is the deal, folks. Nothing is free. Nothing is free. Nothing is free. People want free shit. Nothing's free. Nothing worthwhile comes easy. Nothing worthwhile comes easy. If you want to respect it, it's because you have to put some effort in, some work in at the end of the day.
That's
and,
right.
And people will respect you for it at the end of the day. Listen, your money matters. Your voice matters. I know there's skeptics that think that the American election system is not worth voting in, and you know, the Constitution is not for us, and all of that. But listen, if you pay taxes, you have a right to vote in America. If you pay taxes, you have a right. It's like a gift that comes along with you paying taxes. You know, exercise your gift because you pay for it. Look at it that way. You feel me? Look at it. We cannot stay home this election. We cannot stay home this election.
If you don't vote, you can't complain. If you don't vote, please keep your mouth shut about what's going on because you did nothing to help
your
the cause.
Your voice and your money matters.
That's right.
All right.
We're back on Wednesday, 9 p.m. What's up, coupon lady? Hey, we need you to come help us save some money. Hey, thanks for that Tide and those things you sent me. I appreciate it.
She sent you some beef jerky, some
listen,
all he ever mentions is the Tide.
Tinfoil.
That's all he cares about.
She said she couldn't send Hockenheim. Häagen-Dazs Federal Express. Listen, I'm looking at some Tide Pods. She sent me Tide Pods, and she sent me the Downy Fresh Fresh Protection joint, and she sent me Stick to get out the stains. Big up to the coupon lady out of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yo, real quick, man. Hey, yo, dude, I just want the world to know Gina thinks that I got ugly friends. Everybody who I brought around out my homies, she thought was cute.
Wow.
And I told her, you think I hang around some duck-ass clowns?
Really?
All my friends was cute.
Sabe is always talking about how fantastic his body is, but when we told him to take his shirt off at the Clevelander at the pool party, he was scared. So it took my best friend to take the shirt off for him. As soon as she took his shirt off.
She took it off for you?
She took it off for you?
Yeah, I took it off for him. The thing is, though, I set her up. I told her to take it off, and she did.
She listened to me. Then a lady walks by with her husband and tells her husband, I want to take a picture with him. You owe my friend 10%. That's all
because
I'm saying.
Because my APAC is real.
You owe my friend 10%. You going to respect my friend's management. I ain't going to have that. Kashana, I got you, boo.
Whatever, yo. You ain't know it was as real as it was without a shirt. That's your problem.
I got you, Shauna.
Real. It's real without a shirt.
I didn't care.
Brother and the sister fight. Good night, everybody.
It's real without a shirt.
And you still ain't hold me down with no shades. You see how you do?
You ain't come around. Y'all left. I had to go.
Right. America, y'all see.
Whatever, yo. She still wants a free pair, though. Nothing in life is free.
I said I was going to pay for them.
Support black businesses.
Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show.
see him on the live stuff radio show. See him on the live stuff radio show.